Good morning. Thank you for joining us during Black History Month. Americans are celebrating the accomplishments of African Americans throughout our nation's history. And here today with some incredible stories of determination and perseverance is Army Reserve Chief Warrant Officer 4, Philip Brashear, a Master Army aviator whose father is a military legend and was the subject of the Hollywood movie Men of Honor. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to have to dig right in your family history of legacy with your father. What's your dad's story?
My dad's story is a poor sharecropper's son coming from rural Kentucky who wanted to join the military, who became the first African-American diver in the Navy, and then became the first amputee to return to active duty. And before my father retired, he submitted himself to alcohol abuse course and retired with honors from the Navy in 1979.
Wow, that is phenomenal. So what was the story? How did he lose his leg in service?
It was a shipboard accident that he endured the leg injury off the coast of Spain when America actually recovered a nuclear weapon that it lost at sea when two Air Force planes collided and one of the nuclear bombs dropped into the water. And he was part of the diving recovery team to get that device back to America.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to remember the movie. I have to go back and watch it. But then you grow up and you see your dad. Did you think your dad was a superhero?
Actually, I did. Even though he was missing the bottom part of his leg,
yeah,
he didn't. He could do everything that the other fathers in the neighborhood could do and more.
Mm-hmm.
So I always thought my dad was special. I always thought he was special.
Yeah, that's amazing. So then you decide to follow in his footsteps, not necessarily diving, but you're an aviator.
Yes, I used to joke with my father all the time. I said, Dad, I scored higher on the military entrance exam. I go up, not down. And my dad used to say, get the heck out of my face, son.
You know you can't mess with the old school ones now.
That's right.
I have plenty in my family. Oh, my goodness. So talk about your career as an aviator.
I joined the military in the Navy Reserves in 1981, and I was always interested in aviation. I was a Navy crewman on helicopters, but I always thought, wow, instead of sitting in the back, why can't I fly? At the time, I didn't have my degree, so I switched over to the Army National Guard. The National Guard sent me to flight school, and I flew for the National Guard up until 2007, and in 2009, I transferred over to the Army Reserve and started flying a different type of helicopter. But I've been flying now for over 30 years. This has been great.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, did you have any other sisters and brothers who served in the military?
Actually, no. I'm one of four. I'm number three out of four, and none of them went into the military. So I kind of became the golden child in the family when it comes to going to the military.
And now I think that you are in the Department of Defense.
On my civilian job, I do work for DOD here in Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got to go back to your father for a moment. It is Black History Month, and I love that in today's environment, there are more and more stories coming out about these brave African-American men and women who served.
Oh, there's plenty of stories. There's Corporal Waverly Woodson, a World War II medic in the Army who for 30 hours ignored his own shrapnel wounds to treat over 200 injured soldiers on D-Day in World War II. He set up a medical station and dragged soldiers from the killing zones and treated them, removed bullets, bandages, different wounds, and just mm-hmm. took care of folks until he finally was able to take care of himself.
So what else? Tell us another one.
Oh, there's First Lieutenant Ruthie Bolton. She was the first Army Reserve to make the U.S. Olympic women's basketball team. And a Second Lieutenant Garrett Hines, who was a member of the U.S. bobsled team at the 1998 Winter Olympics in Nagano, Japan. Now he works in Maryland at the Army Medcom. Ma'am, there's a whole laundry list of soldiers and achievements that I can give you. And I can give you a website where people can find out more information about them.
Absolutely. Go for it.
All right. The website is www.usar.army.mil. Many stories about great African-Americans and not just great African Americans, great Americans, period, mm-hmm. who served this country with honor and dignity, and you can find out all about them on their website.
Absolutely. What is it that your father used to tell you? What was his saying?
My father's saying was, it's not a sin to get knocked down, it's a sin to stay down, which means when life hands you lemons, make lemonade.
That's right. I love it. I love your father's energy. And we can, again, go and pull that film up somewhere, Men of Honor. When was that film made?
It came out in November 2008. And if you remember the presidential election, that was the month of the Hanging Chad situation.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. So make sure you go check out Men of Honor and let your kids sit there and watch it. So, again, they can see folks that look like them a little bit, all right? We want to thank you so much for joining us. This is Army Reserve Chief Warrant Officer 4, Philip Brashear. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Twanda.